You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the Student Radio Association show on In Radio, where today we're talking about Truck Festival, which takes place next weekend in Oxfordshire. The festival is headed up by Student Radio favourites in the Catfish and the Bottlemen, Coraline and the Manic Street Preachers. I'm going to tell you more about the lineup shortly, but before that, here's a track from headliners Catfish and the Bottlemen. You're simpatico, and of all the lived homes and all the mixed feelings, you cut above, and you don't know worries or a chest full of heartache. Yes, I know that I'll never work out exactly how you're thinking, but let me know when I'm needed home. And I the Bottlemen there, who headline Truck Fest, a festival that the Student Radio Association will be bringing you interviews and a review from next weekend. They headline on the main stage alongside Jurassic 5, as well as Clean Cut Kid and the Amazons, who are huge Student Radio favourites. On the Saturday, you've got Manix headlining alongside Circle Waves, Rat Boy and Sundara Karma. And then the main stage on the Sunday boasts Coraline alongside Everything Everything, Blossoms and Formation. There's actually another 7 stages at Hill Farm where the festival takes place. I'll talk about the stages in a minute, but before that, here is headliner on the second stage, Soak.
Without The shadings dampened by the ceiling. Oh, and I am a weak for what this is. Oh, oh. You're in my blood. I'm in your blood. You're in my blood. Oh, oh, oh. Let's just forget.
Soak there, who shares headline spots with Young Fathers and Mystery Jets on the market stage at Truck Festival next weekend. Other headliners include Wilkinson, Predator, and Neck Deep, but don't just take my word for it on how good it's going to be. I spoke to festival manager Matt about the festival, and you can hear that interview after this next song from Everything Everything. For the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, and I'm joined by Matt from Truckfest. He is the festival manager. Now, Matt, Truck Festival is just around the corner now. Are you excited for it this year?
Yeah, absolutely stoked for it. As we were saying just a while ago, it's the first day we've been for 3 days for a long time, and we've sort of got the lineup to match it. We've got an increased amount of people coming, and the demand seems to be there for the event, so I'm really, really looking forward to it this year.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the festival? How old is it?
The festival is 19 years old. Well, this will be the 19th edition of Truck Festival, so it is probably one of the original, if not the original, small festival. You know, it's sort of formed off the back of, well, essentially one of the founders' birthdays. It was a sort of a lavish birthday party for himself. He put on his band, his mates' bands, and it just grew from then promoting sort of the Oxfordshire music scene, and then more and more bands got involved in it, and it's just gone on from there and then.
Yeah, cool. So this is the 19th festival. Why do you think it is shaping up to be a special one?
I would say sort of, we're really like getting somewhere. I think it's sort of to do with the people that are coming. We seem to be getting more and more people involved in sort of the ethos of the festival. So whether that's promoting new music, having absolutely brilliant, credible headliners, or being involved in the community, raising money for charity. People seem to be getting on board with that more and more. So it's sort of promoting events makes me excited about it. That more and more people get involved with it. I'd say it's probably due to sort of the fact that we offer something different to say the likes of Reading, Leeds, V Festival, Tina Park. Although they tend to have like the lineup of the slightly above what we can obtain. I think we make up for that like tenfold in the atmosphere on site and what we actually offer, because really other than that they're pretty soulless events, and I find that most people are actually getting bored of that and they want more things. You see the success of Glastonbury each year because they don't just focus on their brilliant lineup, they have everything else there as well. Yeah. It's just about the vibe.
So what can you actually tell us about the festival site? You're based in Oxfordshire. What sort of energy do the crowds in Oxfordshire normally bring?
I would say like they are all music fans. That's something that Truck has had since its day. So they're there. They like to see new things, which is great. But when they've got something, that they've been looking forward to, they will let themselves go somewhat. They are quite excitable, and you get a good. You get good crack essentially when you go there, and then they do tend to just get involved in all the other things. As I've said, like we do things like the paint fight, which goes down really well. Silent disco goes down very well, and there seems to be a lot of fun and games in the campsite as well. So, it's a fun audience without choosing a better word than fun.
Paint party. That sounds something I would love to get involved in for sure, and I'm sure a lot of people would.
Yeah, it's fun, although you're trying to get that out of your clothes.
The lineup this year is headed up by Codaline, Catfish and the Bottlemen, and the Manic Street Preachers, which is a really nice sort of mix of different bands there. What do you think your headliners are going to bring this year?
I think all of them have that they can own a big stage. Like you saw Catfish, Glastonbury recently, absolutely killing it. Like those guys have gone up and up over the past couple of years, and they're set for a huge thing. So those guys, they can own a big stage. You have Codaline selling thousands of tickets every year, and Manic Street Preachers, they speak for themselves. They're this massive stadium band, so that's what the headlines are bringing. They bring all the hits, big show. It's just honestly, you couldn't wish for more from your three headliners.
Yeah. The rest of your lineup is pretty awesome too. There's lots of student radio favourites on there, like Everything, Blossoms, Sandara Karma, another one that are on the main stage that I really like the look of. There's also plenty of other stages as well, though. Can you run us through some of the other stages and some of your picks for the weekend?
Sure. So like I said, on the main stage, the main stage we keep it quite like. It's what people will know. So like you said, you got Blossoms, Everything, Sindara Karma. You have a few local bands on there like Pixel 6 as well as the headliners. Then we go to like the other stage. So the market stage tends to be a little bit left leaning, like you have sort of maybe some of the more obscure bands. I mean, it's headlined by Mystery Jets, who are obviously pretty well known, but we also, we have artists like Young Fathers on there. A band that I would love, I think everyone should really check out is the Magic Gang. They're playing on there as well. They're on sort of like in the middle of the day. Definitely one worth checking out on that stage. We have another stage called The Nest, which is a bit more towards like the heavier side of things. So on there we have like Neck Deep or Basement. We also have Spring King, who I think are absolutely brilliant and ones to watch as well for this year. You know, they'd be one of my picks. Locally we've got some pretty awesome bands as well. So, you know, I think when you check out the Veterans and Virgin stage, that is what you're going to get there. You're going to get the best new bands from Oxfordshire, who, I mean, we've got Oxfordshire is like a thrive of the music scene there. You know, in the past we've had, you know, Radiohead, Foals, Supergrass, Ride all come through, and like it's just made for music. And every year on that stage you get awesome bands. I think Mayans are probably one of my favourite bands on that stage this year. The band called Leader, and also on the Sunday is hosted by the Bullingdon, which is a local awesome venue. So if you're ever in Oxfordshire and you want to go to a gig, make sure you go to the Bullingdon. They have they've got, I think that's headlined by like Baby Strange, who are great. They're from up in Scotland, so I'm really looking forward to catching those.
Yeah, I mean, man, you've definitely spoken my language. You've mentioned a lot of bands there that I think are absolutely essentials this year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sold on how awesome Truckfest looks, but what would you say to somebody thinking of coming along to convince them to go?
I mean, I say without like getting too like businessy, the price speaks for itself. I mean, we're so cheap relative to everyone else. You know, for 3 days of music and all the rest of it, you know, that is pretty cheap. then on from that, it's just good fun. Everything across the event is affordable. You got great music. Normally, touch wood, I'm going to put the curse with it, it's sunny. And it's also very, very easy to get through. So if you're, you know, students, it's just the train line there is like a mile away from the festival. So you can get from London. If you get from London already, you get there from anywhere. So, I mean, that'd be my tips for you guys for coming, really.
Excellent, brilliant. Well, Matt, it's been absolutely great to catch up, and Truckfest, as I say, sounds absolutely great. So we, the SRA, cannot wait to attend.
Do you have to give up?
to Matt from Truckfest for chatting with us. The festival takes place next weekend at Hill Farm in Oxfordshire, and there's still time to go and grab your tickets. For details on that and to check out the full lineup, go to www.truckfestival.com. That's all we have time for on this week's show, but do look out for our post-festival podcast coming after the festival. For now though, this has been the Student Radio Association show on N Radio. Thanks for listening.
Can you not say what's on your mind? And I see it every day. You hide the truth behind your eyes. Ooh. Honestly, there's no need for you.
Radio.org.uk.